but he had a hour and a half massage.
The vibe report's coming in.
The vibe.
I hope that's the vibe report. Well, we'll see. Either that or we have a very surprised person in the line there. Hello.
Yo.
Roscoe, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yeah, this is the first time we've ever been early.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, there's firsts for everything, eh?
It's a beautiful thing because the news was getting a little stale.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, as you probably know, it's a beautiful day outside.
Yeah, we're in a bunker, so we're missing it again.
We're working on the
people
skylight,
though. People can be careful about that.
Well, we're just hoping one of those cheerleaders upstairs eventually comes through the floor and creates a skylight.
Is Dennis behaving?
Yeah, he's
behaving. I'm being good. How are you, Roscoe?
Is it cold gone?
No.
You still got the on-mic cold?
Yes.
I'm working on it, though.
So we got a vibe today?
Today's vibe is one of utter disdain for the entire rock game.
Yeah!
We're in the van. Frank is smoking cigarettes.
Frank is smoking cigarettes?
Top 10 is ordering hot chocolate. Coffee. Manny is twiddling his hair. Nobody even wants to pick a tape. We've been steaming through the Stones. Everyone hates this Stones record, but we're listening to it anyway.
What Stones record?
Tattoo Your Behind.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's some kind of crowning achievement in the studio for these eccentric old Englishmen.
So you're in the, basically your vibe today is crabby, huh?
Crabby kind of rock dude vibe, but I just wanted to leave the information that I will be in town next week, hanging around, trying to enjoy myself, and everybody knows where to find me.
I think you'll be able to do it.
Take care of health. Yeah, you know, we got the gig next week, but I mean, I'm going to be around, and I'm going to be making a concerted effort to enjoy myself.
And the black cowboy hat with the beard and the mirrored shades, it's good.
Yeah, all that stuff.
What?
Top 10 wants to know which one of the Stooges bootlegs is number one.
Of all time?
No, the live ones, of the new ones, which is the one to get.
The whiskey one is probably the best. The St. Louis one is good, but the sound quality is terrible.
The whiskey one. How about the MC5 one?
It's kind of marginal.
Marginal, Hound says.
Getting us some live record reviews over there.
Did you hear the new Birds thing yet?
Which one? The one on Rhino?
Yeah, well, the Never Before Part 2 kind of thing.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It's kind of folk music-y. They didn't really get their guitars, like, cranked up at that point.
Hound said the guitars weren't up enough. It's a little too folky for him.
What do you got, thanks. Chuck Young there writing record reviews?
No, it's top 10. We're trying to get our buyer's guide
together
right here.
Are you in a record store?
Yeah, that's where we are.
Are you in a record store?
No, we're in an Exxon station.
By the Delaware Water Gap?
Yeah.
Oh, it must be pretty out there, eh?
I thought you were headed to Baltimore or Washington.
To D.C.
The Delaware Water Gap.
It's the other way.
That's west. Boy, you went about 100 miles in the wrong direction.
Well, it's such a nice day, Hound. That's just the way we're going. So, here's the sound that you know and love.
Okay, Roscoe.
We'll see ya.
See ya, Scott.
Boy, the state of the vibe reports are really getting weird.
Whoa, yeah. Well, you know, beard, he got the Dan Haggerty thing going. Like, you know, not drinking and